Hey, so news time is 8:09. We've got emergency triple team traffic, and what's got your attention, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, some good news. If you've been stuck in the delays in between Bluffdale and Murray, the crash that caused it all is gone. So now we are definitely seeing traffic accelerating from about 7200 south up through Murray. But the problem is with all that traffic that was backed up, now we've got heavy and slow traffic all the way up to 33rd south. And a lot of this backup is going to kind of shift through the middle of the valley and closer to Salt Lake City. So we're going to see slowdowns all the way to downtown now. It's just it'll move a little bit more consistently. We have some southbound I-15 delays at the south interchange. And again, from 90th to 106 South, Eric Butler.
This northbound accident in Utah County is fairly significant. Got several cars involved, but fortunately, there's a wide left shoulder over there. This is just north of Center Street in Provo, and most of the vehicles are moving along at a decent pace. Right now, you've got more slowing going on SR-36 as you try to merge with I-80 and go eastbound. That's backing up towards Mills Junction in Stansbury Park. Heather?
I'm still looking at a crash southbound I-15. It's about half a mile or so before the Parish Lane exit in Centerville. It's off on the right shoulder, so it's not blocking lanes. But unfortunately, when it originally happened, it caused some delays, and your traffic is still backed up almost to the US 89 split in Farmington. Now, before you even get to Farmington, you're going to see some brake lights from Layton to Kaysville, and again from Beck Street into downtown Salt Lake, with delays now forming on your west side belt from Legacy Parkway to I-80 West. Be ready for the holidays and start your kitchen remodel now. At Durden's Appliance and Mattress on 5th South and Bountiful. Get Black Friday deals today at Durden's. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.